Welcome to Geography 101. I'm your host, Daniel Lucas, guiding you today through one of the most extraordinary countries on Earth, Chile, stretching like slender ribbon along the western edge of South America. Chile is the place where geography tells story as dramatic as any novel. From towering volcanoes to icy fjord, from desert drier than Mars to forests older than the pyramids, Chile is the nature's grand masterpiece. Its landscapes are so unique that NASA regularly uses parts of Chile to simulate missions on Earth on the other planets. Today we unravel the mysteries, its wonders, and its extraordinary spirit. Chile spans more than 4,300 kilometers from the north to south, making it one of the longest countries in the world. Despite its length, it averages only 177 kilometers in width, creating a strangely narrow yet diverse nation. This unusual shape gives Chile one of the most varied climates and landscapes on the planet. The massive Andes Mountains frame its eastern border, forming a natural wall that defines its identity. If you walk to Chile's entire length, it would be like walking from New York to Miami twice. To the north lies the Atacama Desert, the driest non-polar desert on Earth. Some areas of Atacama have not seen rain for centuries, making them ideal for astronomical observations. Its Mars-like terrain has been used to test rovers before NASA missions. Despite the harsh environment, unique flora and fauna survive through miraculous adaptations. The Atacama is so dry that its soil contains microbes similar to those found on Mars. Central Chile contrasts dramatically with fertile valleys and Mediterranean climates. This region produces much of the nation's wine, fruits, and vegetables. Rolling hills, coastal breeze, and moderate temperature create ideal farming conditions year-round. It's also the most populated region, home of the Chile's economic and political heartbeat. Central Chile shares as a similar climate to California's Napa Valley. Further south, the landscape transforms into dense forests, lakes, and snow-capped volcanoes. These regions, known as the Lake District, is often compared to Switzerland for its breathtaking alpine scenery. Indigenous Mapuche culture remains strong here, adding depth to its identity. The region's mix with natures of culture attracts adventurers and researchers alike. Chile has over 2,000 volcanoes, and about 500 are considered potentially active. Beyond the Lake District, Chile stretches into a mystical region of Patagonia. This rugged land is carved by glaciers, fjords, and wide swept plains. Few places on Earth feel untouched or ancient. Explorers describe Patagonia as a living museum of ice and stone. The Patagonia's ice fields are the world's third largest sources of fresh water. At the far southern tip lies Tierra del Fuego, a wilderness shared with Argentina, known as the Land of Fire. It was named for the smoke seen rising indigenous fires by early explorers. Its climate is harsh, cold, and unpredictable, yet filled with majestic beauty. Chilean Patagonian ants, the Cape Horn, one of the most treacherous sea passages in the world. Cape Horn is often called Everest of sailing. Thousands of kilometers west mainland Chile lies eastern in inland or island, one of the most remote inhabited islands on Earth, famous for its mysterious giant Moa statues. The island continues to fascinate archaeologists and visitors alike. Its pollination.
Even the Rich is a podcast from Wondery that tells the jaw-dropping stories about the tumultuous lives of the world's elite, from the greatest family dynasties to pop culture superstars.
Listen to Even the Rich on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free by joining Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts or the Wondery app.
Shopify's point of sale system helps you sell at every stage of your business. Need a fast and secure way to take payments in person? We've got you covered. How about card readers you can rely on anywhere you sell?
Thanks, have a good one.
Yep, that too. Want one place to manage all your online and in-person sales? That's kind of our thing. Wherever you sell, businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for your $1 a month trial at shopify.com/listen. Shopify.com/listen.
Ancient roots make it culturally distinct from the rest of Chile. The isolation of Eastern Island created a civilization with deep spiritual traditions. Eastern Island is 3,512 kilometers from the mainland Chile, roughly the distance from Toronto to Mexico City. Chile's unique geography, geography has made it a hotspot for scientific exploration. Its deserts study Mars, its volcanoes reveal Earth paths, and its glaciers warn us about climate change. The Andes continue to shape life through earthquakes, minerals, and weather patterns. Chile sits on the Pacific Ring of Fire, explaining its traumatic seismic activity. Chile has experienced one of the strongest earthquakes ever recorded, a magnitude 9.5 quake in 1960. Chile's natural world is incredibly diverse, shaped by dramatic geography and isolated ecosystem. From the driest desert to icy southern fjords, every region hosts unique wildlife found nowhere else on Earth. The Atacama Desert, though barren at first glance, supports hardy species such as vicuñas, gray foxes, and specialized insects. These creatures have evolved extreme adaptation to survive an environment nearly devoid of water. Some Atacama insects absorb moisture directly from fog carried inland by ocean winds. Moving south, Chile's central valleys support rich biodiversity thanks to fertile soils and mild climates. This region is home to Chilean mockingbird, the Duca finch, and small yet vocal Chuco tapocolo. Many bird species here play a vital role in pollination and seed dispersal, maintaining the health of local ecosystems. The surrounding mountains offer shelter to pumas, foxes, and elusive Andean cats. The Andean cat is one of the rarest felines in the world, with fewer than 1,500 believed to remain. Chile's Lake District transform the scenery into lost forests, glacial lakes, and snow-dusted volcanoes. Iconic trees such as the Aracuria, also called the monkey puzzle tree, can live forever 1,000 years. This forest shelters the pudu, the world's smallest deer, standing only about 13 inches tall. The region's diverse ecosystem makes it a hotspot for scientific research and conservation efforts. The pudu is so tiny that it can run under bushes where predators cannot follow. As your journey into Patagonia, wildlife becomes more dramatic and rugged. Herds for the guancos roam freely across the windswept plains or path, always keeping watch for the predator. The Patagonian puma, condors circle overhead, riding strong air currents created by the towering Andes. Glacial lakes host colonies of flamingos whose pink color comes from algae-rich water. The Andean condor is one of the largest flying birds in the world, with wingspan of reaching up to 10 feet. Patagonia's marine life is equally spectacular, with the coastal waters rich in biodiversity. The region is a sanctuary for elephants, seals, sea lions, and magellanic penguins. Offshore waters attract humpback whales, blue whales, and the orcas, which migrate through Chilean fjords each year. Scientists study these waters to understand a global ocean health marine behavior. Chile's waters host the southernmost known population of blue whales, the largest animals ever to exist. Southern Chile's fjords and icy channels provide habitats for species that thrive in extreme cold. The endangered Southern River often swims through a glacial streams, while kelp forests offshore shelters countless fish and invertebrates. These underwater forests are so dense they can be seen from space. In these regions, biodiversity plays a critical role in global ecological cycles. Chile's kelp forests absorb massive amounts of carbon dioxide, making them essential into the fight against climate change. Easter Island, though small and isolated, offers a unique ecological story. Native species such as the sooty tern and mass booby nest in great numbers across volcanic cliff. The island marine environment is protected as one of the largest marine reserves in the world. Coral reef are host vibrant fish species not found near mainland Chile. Eastern Island water contain over 140 unique species of fish, many found nowhere else on Earth. Chile's commitment to conservation is evident. It's a vast network of national parks and reserves. Torres del Paine, Luca, and Conquilino National Parks attract millions of nature lovers each year. These protected areas help preserve endangered species, ancient forests, and the fragile ecosystem shaped over millennia. Chile continues to expand its protected lands, creating one of the largest park systems in South America. Nearly 20% of the Chile's land area is protected as a national parks or reserves. Chile's history begins with the indigenous civilizations who inhabited the land long before Europeans arrived. The Mapuche, as one of the most resilient indigenous groups in Americas, developed a complex societies in central and southern Chile. They were known for their fierce independence and mastery of warfare. Their influence remains strong today in language, food, traditions, and social identity. The Mapuche residents conquest over 300 years, longer than any other indigenous group in South America. In 1520, European exploration began. A Portuguese navigator sailing for Spain passed through dangerous strait at the continent's tip. This discovery opened to the route of the Pacific, making Chile's first major encounter with the outside world. A few decades later, Spanish expeditions pushed into central Chile, seeking land and resources. They established settlement but faced constant resistance from indigenous populations. The strait discovered in 1520 became one of the world's most important trade routes, for the Panama Canal existed. Colonial Chile grew slowly compared to Spanish territories due to its isolation and harsh geography. Earthquakes, indigenous resistance, or limited mineral wealth made to the colony difficult to develop. Yet, despite challenges, Chile formed a rich agricultural economy centered on wheat, livestock, and trade with nearby Pacific regions. Spanish influence shaped architecture, religions, and social system. Colonial Chile was once the primary wheat supplier from the entire west coast of the Americas. In the early 19th century, Chile joined the wave of independence movement spreading across Latin America. Inspired by Enlightenment ideas, Chilean leaders declared independence in the 1810. After years of conflict, the country secured full autonomy and began building the national identity. New institutions, schools, and economic reforms strengthened its political foundations. Chile's official Independence Day is celebrated on September 18, even though final independence was arrived 8 years later. Throughout the 19th and early 20th century, Chile expanded its territory and strengthened its economy. The discovery of valuable nitrate deposit in the northern desert led to a rapid industrial growth. These resources became crucial exports, fueling national development and international trade. However, economic booms also brought social challenges, including the labor dispute and inequality. By the late 1800s, Chile controlled the world's largest nitrate fields, known as the White Gold. Chile's modern history reflects both resilience and transformation. The nation experienced political tensions, reforms, and shifts that shaped its democracy and economic model. Over time, Chile strengthened international trade, improved infrastructure, and invested heavily in education and science. Today, its ability and stability and a global influence have made it one of the South America's most recognized nations. Chile is one of the few countries in the world with a research station in Antarctica. Chile's culture is a vibrant blend in indigenous heritage, European influence, and modern innovation. The Mapuche people continue to shape national identity through language, craft, and spiritual traditions. Spanish colonizations introduced Catholicism, architecture, and literary traditions that still flourish today. Chile's culture also reflects the diversity of migrants or immigrants from Germany, Croatia, Italy, and Palestine. Chile has one of the largest Palestinian communities outside the Middle East. Chilean literature is a world renowned, producing two Nobel Prize winners, Gabriela Mistral and Pablo Neruda. Mistral's poetry explored themes of love, sorrow, and motherhood, while Neruda became famous for his passionate, political, charged verses. Their works continue to influence global literature and are studied around the world. Music, art, and film also thrive in Chile's creative landscape. Pablo Neruda once owned 3 uniquely themed houses and is now preserved as a museum. Music plays a major role in Chilean identity, from traditional folk songs to a modern Latin pop. The cueca, Chilean national dance, tells the stories of courtship and rhythmic footwork and playful movements, and a handkerchief, indigenous instruments such as the tortuga, or Kultrun connect a musical tradition to ancient roots. Meanwhile, urban areas embrace rock, reggaeton, and fusion genres. The cueca became Chile's national dance in 1979 through the origin of date back centuries. Family life is the center of Chilean culture, emphasizing unity, respect, and hospitality. Social gatherings evolve or resolve around the food, music, and shared traditions. Chileans are known for their warmth, politeness, and excessive way of speaking. Education is highly valued, in increasing numbers of students pursuing higher studies within Chile and abroad. Chile's literacy rate is among the highest in Latin America, exceeding 96%. One of Chile's most iconic landmarks is the Torre del Paine National Park, located in the heart of Patagonia. Its granite towers, turquoise lakes, and vast mountains attract adventurers from across the globe. The park's dramatic landscape makes it one of the world's most photographed natural destinations. Wildlife such as huancos, foxes, and condors roam freely through the valley and trails. Torre del Paine is often considered one of the 8 natural wonders of the world. Chile's Patagonia holds some of the largest glaciers in the southern hemisphere, outside Antarctica. These are massive ice-filled stone pressures, fresh water, and help regulate global climate patterns. Torre del Paine National Park draws millions of ecotourists to witness this breathtaking landscape. Its granite towers and turquoise lakes are one of the most iconic views in the world. Patagonia's southern field is the world's largest freshwater reserve. As we conclude our journey through Chile, we celebrate nations shaped by fire, ice, ocean, and ancient spirit. Its desert whispers stories of planets beyond our own, while the forest echo with wisdom of civilizations that come from before, from towering peaks to remote lands. Chile reveals the landscape that challenged the imagination and inspired the soul. Its people, culture, and natural wonders contribute to enrich the world in profound ways. Thank you for joining me, Daniel Lucas, in the exploration of Chile, where every horizon holds a new story waiting to be discovered. Moricam people, see you soon!